Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspirational Call, and we are here with a powerful topic, the topic being relationship goals. We talked about so many different things on Wednesday, approached it from a different angle, and it was very interesting because just something a little bit different from what we may have expected. But again, we kept God as the foundation of what we were talking about and what needed to go forward as God intended for it to be. And, you know, we talk about relationships and, you know, committing to someone. As it was stated, even with God, we don't have the luxury of checking out when things are not going the way that we think they should be going. The question is it glorifying God? Is it something that He would be pleased with? We're called to live in harmony with one another. We're called to be, you know, sympathetic, to be compassionate, to be humble, and we're not to, we talked about this, repay evil with evil, the Bible says, insult with insult, but instead with blessings. And one of the things within the scripture that was, I think really stood out is just realizing the power of unity, the power of one. As we talk about that, so, you know, together, being united, it's much stronger. But even so, when we talk about one person, or even looking at one person in a relationship, you know, one person can change it for the better, can help it to grow in the right direction that it's supposed to be growing in according to God's plan for that relationship. So, just something I wanted to point out as we're talking about that, and also just realizing that, you know, one person's example and how they do things according to the will of God can actually allow the Spirit of God to be ushered into that relationship. So, you know, just some of the things that we can continue to, you know, keep at the forefront of our minds, just continue to hone in on, and remembering that, as I stated, God has to be the foundation, but our most important relationship is the one that we have with God. And when we focus on that, all of our needs are met. You know, the things that we set out to have happen in a relationship are going to happen according to God's will, according to His plan. So, again, relationship goals is what we're talking about on this morning. And at this time, we'll go ahead and go forward in prayer. Our Father and our God, we come before You on this morning, dear Lord, to say thank You. Father, we thank You for just allowing us to wake up on this morning to see a brand new day. Dear God, just to be here and dwell in Your presence, dear Father. We ask that as we go forward, that You will just continue to extend Your grace and Your mercy upon us, dear Lord. We ask that even on this morning, You will just allow our hearts and our minds to be open so that we can receive all of what You have prepared for us, dear God, and then continue to go forward in the manner in which You would have us to go, as it pertains to all of our relationships, but most importantly, dear Father, our relationship with You. So at this time, we thank You in advance for everything that's going to be shared, dear God, and we ask that You will just help us to take what we've learned and to share it with others, to be a blessing for them. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of Your daughter, Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So at this time, you know, continuing to you know, share what God has placed on my heart. And I want to just share a little bit about you know, just some relationship goals that could really help us as we go forward. And we want to remember, too, that it's not, we're not just talking about, you know, a husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend. This can also apply to platonic relationships that are just, you know, whatever we have in front of us, you know, at the moment. So just something that we want to think about even as we depart the call. And one of the things is, you know, prayer. So, you know, we can pray together. It doesn't matter where we are, you know, it doesn't matter where we go. Doesn't matter what life presents to us, because the Bible tells us to pray about everything. And when we pray together, our relationship can grow in a way, as I stated, that would really allow God to be ushered into that relationship. And it's being on one accord, it's praying together, but it's also praying in the name of Jesus and praying in the Spirit of God. So I wanted to bring that up because that's very important as we talk about being connected with other believers, but also just being connected with others who may not be walking in the right direction as they should be. So again, relationship goals, that's what we're talking about, and what we're going to continue to, you know, focus on. And at this time, I want to welcome in our leader on this morning, Mr. Talius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Mr. Carr.
How are you doing?
Doing wonderful, yourself?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Okay, so yeah, we're talking about relationship goals, and before we really get deeper submerged in, we want to go ahead and open up with prayer, Mr. Latonya.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you once again, Father, for just allowing us to be present here on this phone line. Dear God, you just, you know, helping us to continue to grow in the knowledge of you and of your word, dear Father. We pray for wisdom as we go forward, dear God. We pray for the things that you want for our life, dear Father. We ask that you would just help us to put aside a selfish ways. Just help us to continue to go forward, sharing your love, dear God, and being a mirror example of who you are, dear Father. We thank you for this phone line. We thank you for this ministry. And most importantly, we thank you for our leader on this morning, dear God. We ask that you would just continue to cover us with your grace and your mercy. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Relationship goals, y'all. Well, you know, it's so beautiful because if you don't have any goals, what are you striving for? You ever thought about that? If you don't have any health and fitness goals, what are you striving for? If you don't have any goals with, let's say, your economic status, what are you striving for? If you don't have any goals with your educational level, what are you striving for? Relationship goals, what are we striving for? If you lack goals, you lack expectations. If you have no expectations, you have no get up and go about yourself. You just go through the motion. And just go through the motion, and whatever happens, I just accept. Relationship goals. See, you know how people say, oh, I refuse to settle. I don't settle. That means they have goals. They have expectations. Fair? Fair enough?
That's fair.
Okay. So without goals, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. What are we doing without goals? What are we doing without relationship goals? Because, see, to expect something, we have relationship goals. Now, people can have goals with great expectations, but don't put it in work.
Indeed.
Well, what sense does that make? That makes no sense either.
Right.
What does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? Relationship goals. In other words, why should we be focused on the relationship that we have with people and the one that we have with God is horrible?
Amen.
Can I repeat that? Goals?
Yes, sir.
Relationship yes. goals. Why should we focus on the relationship that we have with people and the one that we have with God? How do you know we got a relationship with God? How do you know that it's a great goal? How do you know that it's full of expectations? Do you sound like your dad? Do you think like your daddy? Do you start to look like your daddy? Yeah, I heard someone say this, and you see, you actually hear it a lot. No, I don't like to be preached to. I don't like to be preached to. Relationship goals, huh? That's a heck of a relationship goal that I don't want to be preached to. Let me break that down in the natural. If you don't like to be preached to, do you even go to church? Now, the church is not built, and you are the church. So do you even fellowship with believers?
Amen.
If you don't like to be preached to, I think that goes along the lines of saying, I don't want to be corrected.
That's right.
Now, here's the thing about relationship goals, Ms. LaTanya. I want everybody to get this very, 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 very clear. Before we say, oh, I would never say nothing like that, that person is out of line. They're the person who said it. But if you're the person that's doing it, it's the same thing. As a matter of fact, the person who said it could actually do it. And the person who didn't say it could be the one. Hold on. The person who said it could actually not do it. But the person who didn't say it could be the person who do it. Remember the Bible says that, you know, the father said to his two sons, and, you know, when I come back, you know, whoop-de-woo, I want my house cleaned up. I want everything straight. I want the car. I'm just, you know, paraphrasing here, y'all. But the point is, the Bible talked about how the father gave instruction. One son said he would. The other son said he wouldn't do it. But lo and behold, when the father got back, the son that said he would, he the one who didn't.
Right.
The son who didn't, who said he wouldn't, he was the one who did. Relationship goal. In other words, people, just because we're not openly opening our mouth and saying, I don't want to be preached to, as soon as we reject God's preaching, in other words, God's correction, you do know you're saying, I don't want to be preached.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I just like to put that out there so that we can understand relationship goals clearly. Because if we don't have a relationship with God, what relationship do you think matters?
None. Not a point.
The Bible said that you can have faith that moves mountains, but if you do not have love, you do not have anything. Let me translate what he said. You can have faith that can move mountains. In other words, your relationship on the earth and the natural can be great. But if you don't have love, if you don't have God, God is love. You have nothing. To have something, meaning that you must be in union with it. You must be one with it. You must be connected. The Bible says, how can two walk together lest they be in agreement? How can you have all that going on in natural and your relationship with God sucks?
Amen.
How you know Amen. You got a relationship with God? You moping around? You tired of a relationship with God? You moping around and you call you... Well, everybody, we human, Mr. Carr. And you know what? The people who got them great relationships are human, too. But it's mighty funny. They know how to iron out the kinks. In other words, I got to work at my relationship. In other words, to work suggests that I might not like it. That means it's going to be some hard work. That means it's going to be some days where I don't want to go. That means it's going to be some times where I get tired, mentally as well as physically, emotionally distressed and everything. But I understand the focus. In other words, I refuse to bow down because I have expectation. And with expectations done the right way, I know that it starts with me, not with them. See,
amen.
We want relationship goals, and we love the fact of how it looks, but are you willing to put in the work? The Bible says, any man that puts his hands to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. In other words, for you to talk about it and not think about it. And you don't even have to not talk about it because we got some smart people on the phone, you know that? Don't talk about it. That's why they never say, I commit to God. That's why people don't even sign a commitment with different things in life. You know why? Because they don't understand. I'm sorry. No, they understand. They know that something may come up, and they got to bow out. That's why people don't like contracts.
Yes, that's so true.
I need to tell you something, because don't you get mad at the person for not wanting to marry you or marrying you and not fulfilling the end of the marriage that says, I promise to love, honor, and obey. I promise to be there with you through thick and thin, for richer or poor, sickness and health. I promise. See, don't get mad at them when they break their agreement when you break yours.
Amen. Yes, indeed.
Because, see, with relationship goals, people don't understand you have to have a level of consistency, dependability. Yeah. You got to be one where someone can depend. Oh, God can depend on you. How can God depend on you? Yeah, God can depend on me. How can God depend on you? See, this is how God can, this is how you know the relationship, does he get the glory? How can God depend on you? Can you deliver his word to his people as well as he can?
Yes.
In other words, do they see God in you? Huh? Who? If we in Christ, why would you want to be with somebody who's not connected to God? I don't care what you're talking about. I'm talking about, you know, when you work, you can tell when somebody's working because they start to smell like they work. They start to look like they work. They become their work.
Yes.
Huh? Why would you want a relationship, whether it be platonic, whether it be something intimate? Why would you want a relationship with someone who does not have a relationship with God? Oh, the only people who want a relationship with someone who doesn't have a relationship with God are people who also don't have a relationship with God. Uh-oh.
Amen.
Are you pulling back some later? Mr. Carr, you pulling back some later? There you go, talking in third person. Good. That's the only time we get your attention, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
If you okay with them not having a relationship with God, and as long as your relationship with them is good, somebody think they are God.
Yes.
Y'all, can I tell it to you like this?
Mm-hmm.
Women, you know this. Come on, tell the fellas on the phone. Because if he can't treat his mama good, if he disrespects his mama, well, he'll never, I don't want that man.
Yes.
But go within his mama. Won't you go? If he can't treat God good, I don't want that man because he can't treat me good. But you don't care about how you treat God. You know why? Because you don't care about how you treat him. This man trying to call me out. You know why? Think about it. Women on the phone. Women. I'm not picking. I'm just making a point here. If a woman is okay with a man cursing his mama out, disrespecting his mama, unwarranted, unprovoked, if a woman is okay with that and she still accepts that relationship and talking about, well, y'all don't know the story, we don't need to know the story. Just because it may be bad on the home front don't mean that you got to disrespect that individual. Because how can you disrespect somebody and honor them at the same time?
Amen. Amen.
Okay, y'all remember that?
Yes.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
So the only person who's okay with that is, number one, a person who don't care about their stuff. In other words, they ain't worried about what somebody do to, you know, what you do to somebody else. It's all about me mentality. We got a lot of that going on because our relationship goals, we don't care about how they treat nobody else. We don't care about how our husband or that wife of ours got the money as long as it's coming in the house. Oh, I care. Because a real relationship says, how did you get it? If you didn't get it right, you don't you bring it in my house. As a matter of fact, don't you come in my house. As a matter of fact, we don't have a relationship. Because if you're going to cheat people, you'll cheat me.
Mm. Yes, sir.
We don't care, huh, people? Yeah, we don't care, huh? As long as we got it, huh? Huh, people? Let me show you how much God cares. Relationship goals. Didn't he say, what you have done to the least of them, you have also done to me? This is why I tell you, be careful how you treat people around you. Some people look at each other funny. Shabu, you know that's what happens a lot. Some people look at it funny because, see, what they'll do is, why is he defending her? Yeah, I'm willing to, you know, squash this relationship that we have because of the way you treat her. It's not a selfish thing that says, huh, how you treat her, you treat me. It's not, you know, I'm not that simple. The reason I would not have a relationship with you because of how you treat her is simply because of this. Not because of you treat me like you treat her. No, it's bigger than that. It's how you're treating God. Because the reason why you treat her with a lack of respect is because you do not respect God. Because if you respected God, y'all see I got back to that word respect?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How can we have a goal without respect? Okay. How can you honor something without respect? Okay. If you honor God, how then do you not respect his word? Did he not tell you to treat everybody right?
Yes, he did.
Now, if that's your definition of right, I don't know what God you're serving.
Amen.
So when I say stuff like I'm okay with dissolving a relationship that we didn't have for 7, 8, 10 years, I really am. You know why? Because the one with God is more important than the one that's horizontal.
Yes.
Lord, boy, I know. I went too fast for everybody on that one. We okay with people treating other people horribly, even in friendships, as long as we're there. What kind of relationship goal is that where iron does not sharpen iron?
Yes, sir.
What kind of relationship goal is that where iron does not sharpen iron? Do you have two blind people?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have one that understands God and refuses to enforce God?
Yes.
Not the one who just don't want to change, and I'm just going to be this way. That's the one that needs help, y'all. They don't have a relationship with God. It doesn't matter what they say. How can you have a relationship? The Bible says, how can two people walk together lest they be in agreement? Doesn't relationship require that you're going in the same direction walking together?
Yeah.
So
okay.
How can you have a relationship with something you don't agree with? I got you, Mr. Clark. I got you, Mr. Clark.
Because
you don't have to agree with everybody all the time to have a relationship with them. How good the relationship? Listen, Satan and God have a relationship. It's called one going to hell and one is in heaven. They communicate, and Satan's going to get the communication that you know where you're going.
Right.
Don't you have a relationship with the person who pick up your trash? They pick up the trash. If they don't, you call and they come pick it. You see how that go?
Yes.
Levels to relationships. When we talk about relationship goals, we're talking about the cream of the crop. The top of the top. We're talking about the best of the best. Right? Relationship goal. Why would you want a goal that is lowly? So if we don't respond to life like Jesus did, what kind of relationship do we have with our Father in heaven?
Yes.
What kind of relationship? You know the crazy part about these things? It's that we'll be needing, you know, these type of things, these, you know, calls to motivate and inspire us. Now, the reason I'm saying it is because when somebody else has got to tell you how to handle your business and your relationship, that might mean it's not in you.
Yes.
The Bible says, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. In other words, why do you need to see another relationship in order to strengthen yours? I thought that it comes from within. I thought that, hold on, I don't have to see what Kim and John got going on to make sure that mine is straight. See, I don't get, boy, y'all know the truth.
Yes.
Kim and John go out and all of a sudden I want to go out. That shouldn't be the goal. See,
that's
the
right.
thing is, we should want to go out regardless of what Kim and John do and don't do. Regardless.
That's right.
Because when it's in us, in other words, our going out don't have to be when we go to the club. Our going out can be right to the kitchen where we just go out and get dressed up. And we just see relationship goals, in other words, is not impacted by outside influences. Faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. When you start to walk by sight and then, you start establishing by what you see, God has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Because what you see very well may not be good. Because, see, Kim and John also have this expensive taste in this lifestyle. What John does for Kim and this. So now all of a sudden your relationship goal is, bae, can you do this? Bae, can you do that? I'll let my bae do something for you. So the broke person would never get love. And that's the relationship goal that many of us have.
Yes, it is.
That's why the man who doesn't know God go out and bust his wife. But doesn't the Bible say that, you know, we should work? That ain't the word that he's talking about.
Yes.
How can you be employed on earth but not employed? He said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. If you had a really good relationship with God, you would understand that. See, this is my problem. That we understand the natural far more than we understand the spiritual. That's the problem.
Yes.
In other words, if you don't understand the spiritual, if you don't understand the Bible, if you don't know what God is talking about, how can you say you love somebody that you don't understand?
Amen.
Oh, my God, people.
Amen.
This is why calling in on Sunday morning is important.
It is.
How can you have a relationship with someone you don't understand? Lord have mercy. Not everybody's got
mm-hmm.
Everybody quiet now. I'm asking you.
Yes.
How can you have a relationship with someone you don't understand? People say this all the time. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't understand. They just don't. Exactly. You're talking to somebody when you say you don't understand and you don't know me. You're talking to an outsider. If you don't know and understand, I know God. I know my body. How you break it down for me, please? Because please don't tell me you understand and your lifestyle looks like that. Your lifestyle is your relationship. Your lifestyle, come on, write it down if you want to on your paper. Your lifestyle is your relationship. Your lifestyle is your relationship. That means it's something that's consistently done. Your lifestyle is your relationship. You mean to tell me your lifestyle is out of sync with God, and you say you have a relationship with him?
Mm-hmm.
Interrupt. You can't tell me no different, Mr. Carr. I can't. He will. He says, although they praise me with their mouths, their hearts are far from me.
Right.
Anybody, you ever seen somebody who in a relationship and the other person not happy with them?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
They tell you that they're in a relationship. But if you go to the other person and the other person be honest, they tell you, hey, I'm not pleased and I don't know how much longer this is going to last.
Yes.
Oh, my. Huh? Oh, my. That's what Johnny gives. My.
Yes.
Show looks good now.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You ever seen that, though?
Yes.
They're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. They think it's all good. But they're the only one that think it's good in the relationship.
Right.
If God was asked, is he pleased with your relationship with him? What would you say? Now, before you get all happy and jolly, and I want you to be excited and joyful, but see, joy and happy, two different things. Okay, before you get all happy, meaning exteriorly excited and stimulated about, oh, yeah, because I have a relationship with him, are you pleased with somebody who says, I'm still under construction?
Maybe
I hadn't been faithful, but I'm getting there. You pleased with that? You bragging on that? The Bible says to whom his son he's well pleased, Jesus.
Yes.
God said he's well pleased with the relationship that you guys have.
Mm.
Aren't we the same people Let's say, but I'm under construction. Mr. Carr, you can be under construction and be here. How can he be happy when you under construction? That means I know what to do and I'm just not doing it. How can you? Come on, Lord, have mercy. Any parents on the phone? That's a relationship that you have with your child.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Not the relationship that we have with somebody intimate, but that's a relationship that we have. If your child can do better, you know what they're capable of doing. You know what you have instilled in them to do. And they're not doing it. And they openly say, well, I'm not there yet, because it's by choice that they're not doing. Nothing else is holding them up. You pleased with that? Let me make it even better. Let me make it even juicier. If your job don't pay you every penny that you're worth, you're supposed to be making $22.75 and they only paying you $15 an hour. Are you pleased with that? See, in other words, you're being shortchanged in the relationship with your child. But in other words, God is being, why would God be shortchanged? And didn't we just say, I don't settle? Now, if you don't settle, you know he don't. So what part of pleased do you think God would be with that? So we can make up the story how we want to. But why would God be pleased with something that's not complete? When he tells us to be perfect, he says, be ye perfect because I'm perfect. See, watch this, Mr. Latonya. I'm going to go right back to what I said. If you understood your daddy, you would know what that means. So how can you have a relationship with somebody you don't understand? You don't even understand that he says to be perfect. And then you still don't understand the fact that he says be perfect. See, what he means by that. Because if you understood what he meant by that, your relationship goal would be strong. You would understand it doesn't mean what I've done in the past. It means what I'm doing now and furthermore. That means my mind has to be right.
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
I'm delivered, so therefore I break through barriers. Your breakthrough is in your deliverance. I'm delivered because my mind is right. My mind is in him. I'm no longer imprisoned by the things of the world, the traditions of the world. My relationship is good in God. So how can you say I'm not perfect? And you know why we say it, because we say it up. How can you say I'm not perfect and have a relationship with God? Because if you ask me, I am walking in perfection. In other words, I am walking in the standards of God. In other words, I'm doing the will of my Father. But you know you can't say that when you're not doing it.
Amen.
What kind of relationship with that is that when you're in a relationship and the other part is not pleased? I thought relationships was all about pleasing the other person. Oh, my bad. In 2018, it's all about you being pleased, not you pleasing nobody.
Yes.
Because we'll be quick if they don't preach to me, and here go the second one. Because I'm not perfect. Well. Any woman, any man on this phone, would you marry somebody and have one bank account and have one of everything? Give up all that you, I mean, just give them your body, and they telling you they're not perfect? Would you?
No.
Huh? What'd you do? They're not perfect. They're sleeping around. They're not perfect. And they told you they're not perfect. Would that be a relationship goal of yours? To be entertaining somebody who's not perfect? In other words, they telling you when they say they're not perfect, oh, I still dibble and dabble. You okay with that? If you're okay with that, that's because you have low standards. But I'm here to tell you, God doesn't have low standards. Neither should you.
Amen.
You should know your worth. You should know your worth. He knows his.
Yes.
So what kind of relationship goal will we have if we just settled? So if we shouldn't settle, why should God? So we sit up there saying, I'm not perfect. We openly telling God, oh, I dibble and doubt. Now, he says to be perfect, be ye perfect, because he's perfect. In other words, stop asking for forgiveness and start asking for permission. We don't want to ask for permission. Number one, we don't know it, so we'd rather do and then come back and say, God, forgive me. Or number two, we don't understand what's going on, and you know what? I'm going to do it my way regardless.
Yes. That's right.
You know, we the baby that's trying to clean up our mess, all that boo-boo. So we try to live life like we know what it is. And didn't the Bible say this life that we have is not our own? We not only heard that in the Bible, we repeat it. But we only repeat it on a good Sunday where the pastor talking about that. But what about your lifestyle, your consistent actions? Does it suggest Yes, Lord.
Mm.
Ain't that something, people?
Yes, it is.
Because if we had a relationship with God and our relationship is strong, we should be setting an example for everybody else. Everybody else should be saying, man, that's legit. Shoot, I ain't even opened my Bible today, but I'm looking at this stuff. Look at them. We be having up and down days. Today we not good. Tomorrow we good. Today we not good. Tomorrow we good. How is that a relationship? The Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, that's God. And see, you wouldn't understand because, see, if that be God, that's me. Because I'm in a relationship with him. And when you're in a relationship with somebody, you start to look like him.
Yes.
You start to think like.
That's right.
You start to act like. Hello?
Yes, indeed.
You start to respect them. And when you respect them, you start to reverence them. When you start to revere someone, meaning that's why you start to look like them, people. When you respect something so much, well, you start to take on his mindset.
Yes.
So how can you have a relationship? Boy, yeah, look, we just had a 20-year reunion down in New Orleans, in Tulane, the 12-0 football team. Relationship goals, you would have swore we just was with each other yesterday. And most of us hadn't seen each other in 10, 15, 20 years. Relationship goals, that's brothers. That means if one jump, we all jumping. If one swing, we all swinging. If one go down, we all going down. You know why? Because we got it out the trenches together. See, relationship goals is if my brother, I'm talking about black and white. See, that's the thing I love about, you know, even with athletics, relationship goals, boy, breaks the barriers. You don't see no colors because we always out there getting dogged by coaches. And even the coaches is there that we love. And they put us through hell and we love them because it made us stronger. See, when you have relationship goals like that, you're not afraid of people making you. You know what one of the coaches told me, Ms. LaTanya? The reason why y'all went undefeated, the reason it's the best team I ever coached, he says because y'all were not only mentally stimulated and together as one. This man said, but y'all accepted coaching. I'd be doggone.
Mm.
And we did. When you accept correction, you make it easier to be poured into more.
Yeah.
That's a relationship. How can you be in God as imperfected creations, creatures, and not accept? In other words, the best Christians are the ones who receive and accept correction because we're already imperfect to start, but he wants to make you perfect through him. In other words, how can you have a relationship and you don't want to change? If your mentality is, it's just going to be me, you're missing a boat, baby. And it's just going to be, it's just me. You're right, it's just you. It's going to be you solo.
Amen.
You can understand about that. Unless you find somebody else who's solo and void of God. Who's willing to accept you? Lord.
Yes, indeed.
I'm trying to help somebody. You know that? That's what the coach said. And you know those like our fathers. They like fathers.
Like,
how can they be fathers and they put y'all through hell? Because we accept the correction. The relationship says, I need to get better. And that's a person who can make me better. And I trust them.
Yeah.
So to you, it may look like punishment. But to me, it's sculpting. It's refining. Woo! It's sharpening.
Mm.
That's a relationship goal. To other people, it may be look like God punishing you. But to you, it's, ooh, correction. See, he had a rod and a staff. He not only led, but that rod taps you a little bit. Yeah, it gets you right. It got you right. The word of God cuts like a two-edged sword. It not only cuts the devil away, it also pierces us to get us right. It's that thorn in the side that make us hop up. I don't think y'all hear me.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Oh, yes.
The beautiful thing about it, let me show you how it parallels. Just like we was in the trenches and we didn't appreciate it till 20 years later and how we come together. I'm talking about black, white, black, people who didn't play, people who appreciated what we did. Man, love y'all. We leaving each other, grown men. Man, I love you. Man, I love you. We know what it is, right? Now watch this. The trenches, consider that relationship goals because it has to be on display. That's your earth life. To me, back up in heaven, it's like a 20-year reunion. Lord, have mercy. You missing it. Ain't that something?
Yeah, it is.
Back, hey, man. Yeah, we did that together. Man, I love you. See how that stuff is. Oh, y'all missing me.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
But how can you have a 20-year or 10-year or 5-year reunion on anything when a relationship wasn't real in the first place? Hello?
Amen. Amen.
Hello? Ain't that something, y'all?
Yes, it is.
Because I thought the goal was heaven. Mm-hmm. Now, how's that a goal when we don't accept culture's correct, God's correction here on earth?
Amen.
Because you do know that some people got kicked off the team. One because of academically, the other was because they couldn't accept culture.
Mm-hmm.
So that relationship didn't go very far. Snip, snip. You know, you get cut off. That means you're not doing a standard. And just because God still extends grace and mercy, don't mean that he didn't turn you to a reprobate mind. In other words, reprobate mind and relationship, it destroys relationship goals. Because a reprobate mind says that I'm doing what I need to do. That's the sassy attitude. That's the negligent attitude where the woman is telling you, babe, I need some more of your time. I need your attention. And you still refuse to give this woman a time and attention. She told you what she wanted from you. And you're not doing it. You know why? Because you have a reprobate mind. In other words, you're independently thinking. You don't care what she wants. It's what you're gonna, you say you're going to give. Let's see how far they go now.
Mm.
All right, you got a woman who just accepts anything, or you can have a strong one that says, oh, no, player, we good.
Yes.
I put a ring on it. Okay, you can have that one back. We'll give it. You see how it go?
Yes.
Because some people have standards, and definitely God has one. But here's the thing. Stop using the name of God in vain when you don't even understand the person you got a relationship with. Can you understand him and you refuse to read your Bible? You refuse to get a deeper understanding of him. You too busy flicking on a TV channel called Life. You too busy with your life schedule program as opposed to your spiritual schedule program. Mm. You're looking at too much TV. In other words, you're living too much life. Why don't you live spiritually first and then live naturally?
Yes.
You humbuggish. You proud? See, it ain't just a humbug. It's a super proud. They forget about God. It's a super arrogant. Yeah. That ain't the type of relationship God wants. How you know that, Mr. Carr? Does it look like Jesus? He gave you the relationship goal. Jesus is the relationship goal. The reason why I keep on going back to God, and most people want to talk about the natural, is why I talk about something that's secondary when first primarily you hadn't got that one right.
Yes, sir.
Why are you going to skip and go to second hour when your first hour ain't right?
Mm.
Huh? Why are you going to go sleep, try and go sleep with your wife when you know what you just did was wrong? Handle your business. Get the business clear. Get your business clear with God first before you talk about you want a natural relationship, right? Stop pegging them. Stop putting them under the best bus talking about what they're doing to you wrong. What are you doing to God wrong? Do you even understand God? Just because you know his name don't mean that you know his life.
Amen.
And just because you know his life don't mean that you're willing to live it. Now what?
That's right.
And if you're not willing to live it, you don't have a relationship. Because I do believe, whoo, Mr. Tony, that when you really have a relationship with people, you start wanting stuff from them. Not just their time and attention. You know how you start, boy, you start stealing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A little playful relationship stuff. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Hot, grown men. I got his saw. He got my chain. Because we in a relationship like that, not gay. I'm talking about partners. We brother-brother relationship. Let me make it clear. So we got that type of relationship. Just like that, we in a relationship. We brother-brother. That means my stuff can be at his house. Shoot, we ain't going nowhere. I take his stuff, you take my stuff.
You see
how that goes?
Yeah.
Because we got a relationship. Now watch this. If that be the case, that means God can also do the same. God can take away things naturally, and we can take away things spiritually. Oh, get it. I don't have a car. Because look what I got from this house. I got faith. He took my natural car. I got his faith. It's interchangeable. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
But we wouldn't understand that without the relationship goal. Because, see, when you have a relationship, it's not called stealing. It's called, I know where I got to go. People just want an article of clothing just to be close to you. Hey, that's a... Leave it alone.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for the word that has gone forward, dear God. We thank you for just allowing us to dwell in your presence, dear God. We thank you so much, dear Father, for your grace and your mercy. We ask that going forward, you will help us to be strengthened in our relationship with you, dear Father, because that one is the most important, dear God. Help us to be in right standing with you at all times, dear God, so that we can be a blessing to each and every person that you place in our path, dear God. We thank you for the gift of this ministry. Dear God, help us all to use it going forward in the manner in which you've called us to do so, dear God. We thank you for our leader. We ask that you will just continue to strengthen him in his walk with you as well, dear God. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. See y'all later on this evening at 8 p.m. And then tomorrow we have our Monday night discussion on Facebook. Y'all have a great day.
Bye-bye.